Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Matthew 7 and verse 1. We've been on a series we have called Mercy Over Judgment. And here are our main texts. Matthew 7, verse 1, Jesus said, "Judge not." Why? Why? That or so that you be not, you won't be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Is this true? Is it true today? Is it true with us? Is it true with everybody? It is. He said, "Why behold thou the mote that's in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that's in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of your eye,' and behold, a beam is in your own eye?" So he describes immediately judging. He paints a graphic picture of what judging is and how people judge their brother. And as we've touched on before, if you mention judging to someone and say, "Well, you know, don't judge," usually what is their response? "Oh, I wasn't judging." And if you believe everybody that says they're not judging, you'd wonder why Jesus even said this. Because you'd think, well, nobody judges anyway. It's hardly any of this going on. But that's not true. That's not true. Many, many people do not make it through a day without judging somebody. And we have all missed it in these areas, but there are some very serious reasons why we should get this fixed. And we're going to be able to get into it some today. I believe one of the key messages of the whole series, we're here. He said, if you're finding something, a fault, a problem in your brother, he's got a speck in his eye. And you are focused on that, and you are trying to tell him that he or she needs to get that speck out of their eye. That is judging. Can you see it in the passage here? He says, "Don't judge, so you won't be judged." And the very next thing he starts talking about is finding a fault with somebody else. If you don't go fault looking, you won't be fault-finding. We don't have to try to decide whether our brother has any faults in their life. They do. And guess what? So do we. We don't have to try to figure that one out. But the question is, we looked at this last time. The Lord said more than once, "Who are you that judges another man's servant?" Certainly, there are issues and faults, shortcomings in your brother's life. And you may see them and notice them. But it is not your place to judge them about that. And we are not qualified to judge one another because of two big things. One, we are guilty of the same things that we're finding fault with them about. Whether you want to admit it or not, the Bible says you are. And secondly, we don't know their heart. We don't know the light. You might see what they have done or haven't done, but that doesn't tell the whole story. You don't know how they got to that place, what they know, what they don't, what they understand, what they don't. That's the heart. That's it. And only the Lord knows that. So only He's qualified to judge that. Yeah. We're not. You might know clearly what they did was wrong, but that's not how God judges. Remember, the scripture says, "To him that knows, to do good and does it not, to him it's sin. Why would you say to him it's sin? Why wouldn't it just be sin? Because it's not the same to everybody. Sin is violation of light. That's what it is. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, the scripture says. Just having a list of what's right and what's wrong, it's not that simple. Because you don't know what a person sees or doesn't see, understands or doesn't understand. If you've walked with the Lord for very long, you know this is true. If you've walked with Him and gotten closer to Him and grown in the things of God, you came to a realization, sometimes 5 years later, sometimes 10 years later, that what you were doing was not okay.
Amen.
At the time, you didn't see a problem with it because of your lack of light, because of your low level of commitment, because of your small understanding of the Word of God Himself. And other people around you thought it was okay, but you got more full of the Word, you grew some, you got closer to Him, and He brought it up to you one day. How long are you going to keep doing that? And you thought, oh, yeah. I see. Well, when was it sin to you? When you realized it. Come on, can you see this? When, to him that knows to do good. And does it not? Does this have anything to do with what you know?
Yes.
It does. To him it's sin. And so, just elaborating on why we are not and will not be qualified to judge anybody in this life. Now, the last part of this, he said, you know, you got a plank in your eye and you're bringing up because your brother's got a speck in his eye. He said, verse 5, you hypocrite. And this is another big truth. In order to judge somebody, you have to be hypocritical. You have to be dishonest. If you're honest with yourself, you won't judge people because you'll know that you yourself have missed it. You have come short. If not the same area, very similar area. Spiritually, it's the same. And you won't come down hard on anybody. You'll be kind. You'll be understanding. Because you know, if you'll be honest, you have missed it so many ways, so many times, so many places. You should be the last one picking up a rock to throw it. Come on, will anybody in here be honest with me this morning? You have missed it a lot. In a lot of ways and a lot of times. You ought to be the last one picking up a rock to throw it and judge at somebody else. Cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. 1 Corinthians 11, 31 says, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, now, is 1 Corinthians written to New Testament believers?
Yes.
Are we a part of the same church they're in?
Yes.
Can a Christian be judged?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. How would you prevent getting judged? The two big things we've just got through looking at. Number one, don't judge other people. Number two,
judge yourself.
And doing this, we can prevent ourselves being judged. Is that a big deal? Do we care if we get judged or not? I said, do we care if we get judged? What happens when you get judged? When we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Now go with me to James. We're going to get into some more detail. Just hold on. James chapter 2. James 2 and 4. He said, if you do these things, judging somebody, are you not partial in yourselves and have become judges of evil thoughts? Verse 8, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. And skip down to verse 12. So speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Now friend, that is what you want to be judged by. The law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. Is James written to the church too? New Testament believers. It is. Don't think anything different. The ASV says, judgment is without mercy to him that has showed no mercy. Mercy glories against judgment. The Amplified says, to him who has shown no mercy, the judgment will be merciless. But mercy, full of glad confidence, exalts victoriously over judgment. If you don't show mercy, you won't receive mercy. If you judge, you will be judged. If you show mercy, even though you deserve judgment, you'll get mercy. And mercy will be victorious over judgment in your life.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And my life.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Now there's a lot to be learned about judgment. A lot to be learned. Different areas of understanding. We've only touched on a couple. I'm believing the Lord. Are you believing with me?
Yes.
There's a lot of, I got pages and pages of notes and other areas of this that we hadn't touched. That I'm believing to see, should we, how should we. But I know one of the main things we got to get a hold of is this. Quit judging. There's no need moving on to something else till we get this. And one of the big things, motivators behind this, is to understand what happens if you judge. And when you judge, what things, series of events, that sets in motion in our life. And most have not seen this. The enemy works very hard to hide this from Christians. Because he wants us judged so he can get to us. He does not want us to see how to stop his access to us. But too late. Too late. You came to church today.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.